Linda, I was guessing several hundred feet at least the animal would have had to have been dropped. Would you say that's probably accurate, maybe even higher?
Well, it is hard right now to judge since none of us have done any experiments dropping a 1,300-pound or 1,500-pound
exactly.
cow vertically down. But you have to assume that over the years, sheriffs have reported animals that have broken bones. There were the cases in Oregon, Sand Springs, Oregon, in the late 70s, in which it was a cowhand, and he saw and heard several animals being dropped from what he estimated was 200 or 300 feet in the air down through the trees. And where their bodies landed, there were a crater around each. In this case, it wasn't a crater. The bounce mark, though, definitely has a depression, and the soil was pushed from the south to the north. And then where the cow landed with its head and feet going north, you can see in the photograph that they took on October 12th that there's even some of the barley and some of the soil is not exactly covering, but definitely the legs have pushed up against the soil and the barley. So the animal came from the bounce and maybe even a bit of a slide, which makes the barley lying the opposite direction under the cow really mysterious, unless there was some kind of technology interacting and pulling that barley down. And there is a very important point as you stand there, and I was on the south side of the body in looking back to where something would be coming in, this energy. And to the north and to the west, there are, gosh, at least 4, 5, 6 homes, businesses, all within a mile of where this animal is lying. And then when you look across the county road and you're looking now east, you are looking at a U.S. Air Force missile launch control station. And essentially, I realized that if I had a map that was detailed of that area, and that if I had a compass and I drew a circle with that needle at the body of that cow, it might be that the cow is lying right between, we'll call it the residential civilization, and the station that its job is to be ready with computers to launch missiles if that were necessary. Now, that is a symbolic metaphor, but you can't escape it when you're out there, that this animal is lying in a peculiar kind of midway between those two. Now, I talked with Sheriff Kuka about the fact that here we've got physical evidence on the ground of this bounce mark, and this would be a very valuable case to involve biophysicist W.C. Lovingood in Michigan, who has worked now for 10 years on analyzing soil and plants and crop formations and at other mutilation sites. And he has reported some of his work in things like Physiologia Plantarum, which is the world's most respected botany journal, and the Scientific Journal for Exploration, and a number of others. And his basic overall theory is that the energy systems that are interacting where animals are found dead and in cereal crops, where the animals are completely, or where there are plants that are completely growing and get harvested, so it's two different energy interactions, at the animals in the soil and the plants, he has found what he thinks is the same kind of spinning plasmas involved in an energy system, but in the crop formations, the plants aren't killed. In the bovine excisions, as he calls it, it may be what so many people have said, these animals must be taken someplace else, handled, excised, and then returned by the beam technology, so that the beam itself and whatever is doing the transporting is not what is excising these parts from the animal. So this energy system may be used by whatever this intelligence is for a whole lot of processes, of which this one might be a case in Pendre County, Montana. Now, here is something that is it really has surprised W.C. Lovingood. and reinforces this idea that there is some kind of a technology that comes in from a direction and is intense enough to be able to hold this heavy cow in it up until a point when it's dropped. And this is what he found. The sheriff was good enough to go from the body of the cow in three directions, north, west, and south, because to the east directly is that road. And he took samples, a lot of samples, going out every few feet all the way to 200 feet, which we assumed was going to be the baseline control sampling of the soil and of whatever volunteer fresh barley plants were coming up that would have chlorophyll that Levengood could examine. Well, it turns out in the laboratory analysis that the strongest changes metabolically, biophysically, biochemically in the plants and the soil was at the 200-foot south of control. The ones going west and the ones going north were just normal. And here's another piece of this data that we have found in so many other mutilation sites. If you go from the body of the animal and you go in three or four directions and you go out 12 inches and then you go out 2 feet, 3 feet, 5 feet, 10 feet, and you get up to 20 feet, in many cases, he has found that the energy changes in those first 20 feet with another high point at 20 feet in a circle, encircling the site where the animal is laying. And again, you can jump from the biophysical and biochemical data and say, if there is a circle 20 feet around where a mutilated cow is laying, perhaps that is defining the diameter of whatever this beam technology is that people have watched animals go up and come down. So now try in your mind's eye to imagine a beam that is 20 feet in diameter, has this 1,300-pound cow suspended in it, is coming in from the south, going almost straight north on an angle. And as that angle would first interact with the ground at about 200 feet from where the cow eventually was dropped and bounced, that might be why the energy is the strongest at 200 feet, falls off to 20 feet, rises, and then at 12 inches from the cow, it was the lowest reading that biophysicist Levengood has ever gotten in data. Hmm. Now, and it was almost to zero. He has never seen that before. And then in the soil beneath the animal, it almost dropped nearly to zero. And he's trying to figure this out by a fascinating series of studies he's doing in the lab right now. He built what he's calling soil tanks. He wanted to know if you've got H2O molecules of water in soil, and that he's done a tremendous amount of work on what he calls charge density plasmas that are an energy that is held in soil by the water. And that if you have impact on that soil, what would happen to the charges in that water? Well, he's been for the last couple of weeks working in these soil tanks, and he now thinks that he has got the corollary of physical impact in the soil tanks that are changing the charge density plasmas in the soil exactly as the measurements were where that body came down so hard and then bounced to a landing position. This is the first data of this kind that we have ever gotten.